Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Things are much harder in the afterworld. This life, you on your own. Bum, bum. Bum, bum. Go crazy.
Bam, 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 bam. All right, Jeffrey, press the button. I'm going to open these phone lines up. Going to get a little busy later. It's a simple question. How does Washington beat the Bears, Brian? I have some thoughts, but I'm curious yours to start with. If you look at the Bears right now, coming off a bye, there are folks that will tell you how well Ben Johnson's Lions offense has performed after bye weeks.
Okay.
You know, that's a real thing. He was calling the plays. Is he necessarily handling all of the bye week preparations as OC? I don't know. Offensively, Chicago comes into this thing 17th in yards gained, 11th in points scored. They're not running the ball particularly well. They're averaging 3.8 a carry, 24th in yards gained in the run. They're passing the ball a lot better, 13th in attempts, 14th in yards. Caleb's only thrown two picks through four games.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they've had a bye, so their numbers are going to look a little different. That's one of the problems early in the year is when you compare teams that have had different amounts of games. Defensively, Chicago has some trouble. They're 28th in points allowed, 27th in yards allowed. So those numbers are pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you see a delta in those numbers, and it's largely because of field position or turnovers or something. But if you're 27th in yards allowed and 28th in points allowed, that to me just points to a subpar defense.
Yeah.
They've been quite bad against the run, 31st in the NFL in rush yards allowed. They're allowing 6.1 yards carry.
Mm-hmm.
They've given up 32 first downs on the ground.
Yep.
You know, you keep going and try to dig into the numbers a little bit better. They've been pretty good against the pass. They're 17th in pass yards allowed, but this is one of these areas where I think there's a discrepancy.
Could that be that people just run the ball on them because they don't have to throw it?
Yes, because they are 7th in passes attempted against.
Yeah.
So people just aren't throwing all that often because they're running the hell out of the football. They've given up 10 passing touchdowns in four games.
Wow.
That's significant. You go and look at third down numbers. Their defense has been stingy on third down. Their offense has been pretty good at picking up first downs on third down. Red zone, they are not great defensively in the red zone. They've given up 11 touchdowns on 17 red zone visits. Offensively, they've been pretty darn good. 7 touchdowns on 11 visits. That's just kind of an outline of the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
People are aware of Caleb Williams. He's played pretty well, man, completing 63% of his passes, 8 touchdowns against just 2 picks. Caleb's averaging about 230 per game. He has taken 7 sacks. Rome Odunze has been really good for them.
Very good.
He has 5 touchdowns in 4 games, about 300 yards receiving on the season. He's definitely a threat near the end zone. DJ Moore probably a little underwhelming. 173 yards through 4 games, 1 touchdown. Old friend Alamide Zaccheaus is on this roster. DeAndre Swift is their top running back.
Mm-hmm.
He's averaging 3.3 yards per carry. He's got 187 yards through 4 games with 2 touchdowns.
He can go to distance at any time.
Yeah, he's got real speed. He, you know, is also a bit of a threat to catch balls out of the backfield. 13 catches for 85 yards thus far this season, averaging 6.5 per reception. His yards per touch is still sub-4. There's other people on here, you know.
If his yards per touch is sub-4, he's not having a good year.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So kind of presenting, you know, a baseline of information on the Bears, what would you say are the keys for Washington to beat the Bears on Monday night?
Continue running the football. I'm going to give you what Washington needs to continue doing. They need to continue running the football effectively. like they've always done. They have to find a way to keep Chicago in their funk running the football right now. If they stop them from running, now they're one-dimensional, and I think Caleb will give you opportunities then. They can't allow big plays, okay? I just think overall, simple thing, win the trenches. If they win the trenches, they'll win the football game. Because if they win the trenches, that means Chicago's still not running the football effectively, and they are running the ball very well. And we've seen what this team does when they're running the football effectively. I believe if you can run it, now you can run play-action passes off of it. You can, anytime you even look like you're handing the ball to the running back, just stick it out there. They're going to slow up at the safety position. You're going to open up stuff in the passing game. If you stop them from running, now Caleb has to be hero. And when he tries to be hero, it's when he makes mistakes.
Phone number 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. What is your key to this game for Washington to get the dub over the Bears? 800-636-1067. For me, I mentioned Roma Dunze. I think when Washington has struggled, they've struggled with big plays.
Mm-hmm.
You saw totally. It in the two losses. You really saw it against Green Bay. You saw it against Atlanta. Drake London kind of ate their lunch. Kyle Pitts was really good in that game. Adunze is their big play threat. We've seen coverage issues from this team.
Yeah.
I am not entirely convinced that Washington's going to be a great coverage defense. I do think they can get a lot of pressure.
If they get pressure, the coverage will get better.
That's where, like, I think offensively Washington is good enough to move the football. Mm-hmm. They've done that through five games. They've done it in four at a pretty good level. And two of those is with backup quarterback. Mariota's a good player, but it's still a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think the key to this game is pressure up front.
Yeah.
And that will – Caleb Williams, and every Bears fan on the internet is very happy to tell you this. Caleb Williams has been really good against the blitz this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ben Johnson deserves some credit for working with Caleb on identifying blitzers pre-snap and identifying where to go with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That helps Caleb in a number of ways because it keeps him from running around backwards like crazy. It's not necessarily on schedule against the blitz. Maybe it is a little off schedule, but there's a big difference between having to roll to your right a hair or buy a little bit of time than what he has done previously.
Yeah.
So when you're good against the blitz, ideally the Washington defense generates pressure without the blitz. And I think that is how you disrupt this Bears offense.
Can they also show something, have a pre-snap read, at the snap of the ball, drop out of it.
Sure.
Or show blitz, and all of a sudden, instead of that, well, that corner still comes, or that guy off the slot comes, but an defensive lineman drops out of it in the passing lane. You know, you have different ways of messing with guys. I've seen it happen to Peyton Manning, it damn sure happened to a second-year quarterback. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you saw that yesterday, at the pass on Monday night, was it Kansas City, where – Pat threw a quick pass.
Lloyd.
He never saw Lloyd coming over. You know, so they showed him a blitz thing where he had to have to throw that ball real quick, but he never saw that backside linebacker coming over to cover that. So if it happens to those type of guys, you got to make him guess, show him stuff, and make him have to make a decision quickly. And that's something that they like to do here in our Washington with Witt. They like to show you some eye candy. All right, and they love to do twists and all those type of things. So if that offensive line is not as good as they thought they were, make them guess. Have some twists. Put them in sandals. Make them have to have the proper communication.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio. You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B-Mitch Finley, phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor listener lines. Curious what you think Washington has to do to beat the Bears. For me, if I have to pick one thing, and not to put it on two people, but Dan Quinn said this week, Kinlaw and Payne are what drive this thing. You need those guys to be great against Chicago. Johnny Newton, I thought, had a great game against against the Chargers. I saw Johnny in the locker room yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but Brian Baldinger shouted out Johnny Newton on Twitter for the effort and the hustle. And, I mean, the tip pass where Sam still got the pick. Johnny Newton was kind of everywhere in this game. I thought Jordan McGee gave them some really good snaps in this game. And McGee, I talked to him for a minute yesterday. He's like, man, I was so close on a couple things. I just, if I clean this up, I got a TFL. I maybe got a sack. Yeah. Like, that's also his first real playing time at the position. Get Jordan's more comfortable. Mm-hmm. But Newton, I start with Kinlaw and Payne.
I go back to training camp with Newton, and I watched Dan Quinn on the sideline working with him on how to, like, he's very quick. So, you know, he was showing him.
That's his weapon, is that quickness.
He used to be off the ball trying to do stuff. Well, you're off the ball, you're playing to the hands of the offensive lineman. He was teaching him how to get more, like, right on the ball, but kind of sideways. So as soon as he steps, he's across the line of scrimmage. He was teaching him that, and you watch him in the game, he's doing exactly that, and it's being effective for him now.
All right, we're going to open these phones, 800-636-1067. Radio is online, too. Radio, what do you need to see from Washington to beat the Bears?
JP, B-Mitch, what's up, man?
Chill, bud. How you doing, bud?
Good, man. You kind of took one of the things I was going to say, the big plays, just because, I mean, even in the Chargers game, they got all – we've given up big plays in every game we've played this year. You have to minimize it, but I think it's keeping it very simple. We've got to run the ball and force them to stop the run. If they can stop the run, I trust Jaden to make plays. On the opposite side of it, you've got to put pressure on Caleb Williams and keep him in the pocket. If you look at his numbers, when he gets outside the pocket and scrambles, he's having over a 70% completion rate in the pocket. He's under 60. You've got to keep him there if you can. Then I don't think the game's close. Me personal.
All right, bro.
Thanks for the call, Radio. Appreciate you, bud.
Hey, good talking to you, man.
Likewise, buddy. My radio believes. I do think a lot of this is pressuring Caleb.
Yeah.
And just making him uncomfortable because we've seen Caleb has some spaz in there. You know what I mean? And
that's a good way of putting it.
Ben Johnson's got some twerp to him. Credit Danny Ruye. Caleb's got some spaz to him. That doesn't mean he's not a great player and can't make big plays. Like, last year, Washington should have dominated in this game. They just kicked field goals in the red zone, which kills you. Caleb made some plays late in this thing. That's why Chicago got back in the game, why Washington had to hit a Hail Mary late.
Like, you get him down, you got to keep him down.
You got to limit that stuff. Let's go to our boy Eli Elijah in D.C. What do you need to see from Washington to beat the Bears?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. What I need to see is stand ahead of the chains. I want to see them. Now, the second play, I do know when Jaden ran, he kind of gave himself up. I know you have to let the defense know this is what we're doing. But I would like him – I would like Cliff to call a game protecting the defense. I don't like the idea of having early three and out, especially when you have capable guys who can get you a solid chunk like a Bill. I think they need to slow things down a bit and make sure that they're able to possess the ball longer, earlier in games, because that protects your defense. And if Caleb has to say, now I have to start chucking half of this field to make up a deficit, and that's when I think this team can really come alive and really drain you. The Commanders I'm talking about, if they're able to stay on task, not being first and 30, you know, when you're supposed to put the nail in the coffin, don't go first and 30. Make sure you're able to stay ahead of the chains. Make sure you do what you got to do to protect the entire squad. So everybody's got to call thinking about the defense, thinking about the offense. When you out there, call thinking about your guys. And if the defense has proper rest, Kinlaw and Payne can be nasty. I looked at the All-22 of Kinlaw, and man, I was ready to kick something over in my house, man, just to see the tenacity. And if they're able to bring that coupled with that offense, I think this is the start of something special, because the good teams, they all layered like cake. And if you got a good cake, or if you like Shrek, like an onion, if you got good run game, or if you're getting a good return on the kickoff, these are certain layers that come alive during the week. Every week you're not going to knock teams out passing a ball. What other things do you have available? And the teams who have other things available to them throughout the year, I just need you to put this puzzle together by the end of the year. So the running game's coming along. Jaden Daniels is getting his confidence up. Terry, when he comes back, that'll be great. It's just, you just want to add. Certain teams, they're going to stay right where they are. Certain teams are going to get worse. I only want Washington to get better. And if they can do that, I have zero concern.
Thanks for the call, man. Good stuff right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep these phone lines going, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What does Washington need to do to beat Chicago? I'll go to Jeffrey. You got one thing you want to see this week?
We just need the defense to stay solid like it was last week. We apply that pressure to Caleb. We didn't see it. When he's pressured, he makes dumb decisions. I have faith in our offense because they're, you know, starting to click more. We need the defense to just shut them out. That's it.
Listen, I think defensively they were really good last week. But at the same time, the Chargers helped them a lot, and the Chargers' offensive line was a train wreck. I mean, think about that second and 25 that Washington gave up the conversion, and then kind of, you know, L.A. helped them. They had a penalty on the play. I think it was an illegal formation. It came back. I think the defense is going to have to be sharper. I think they're certainly going to have to be sharper from the jump. L.A. identified something to tell Herbert to run. Ben Johnson savvy enough to identify similar things.
It was man in that situation right there. And you turn your back on a capable quarterback, he should hurt you.
Yeah, that's a simple look to the outsides of the corner. If you see the corner's back, just take off.
There you go.
And there was nothing underneath to kind of protect. We've seen that with the linebackers kind of running down the field in some of these pass protection situations. We're going to keep the phone lines going. If you're on hold, stay there. I see Jonesy. I see Dom. We're coming to you. When we return, it's B. Mitch and Finley. Phone lines are open. Simple question. What do you need to see? How does Washington beat the Bears? Might have a little Ben Johnson Bears fans, who's the worst conversation, too. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win. You'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N, for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.